for the oral history segment at the Mill Valley Library. Can you hear me?
Hello.
This is an interview with Bill Thran for the Mill Valley Historical Society History Room in the Mill Valley Library. Hello, Bill. What is your full name, Bill?
Bill Thran.
Mm-hmm. What's your middle name?
My middle name is Albert.
Albert, And how old are you, Bill?
79.
When's your next birthday?
January the 7th.
Okay. Where were you born?
In Germany.
Can you tell us what city or town you were born in, please?
I was born in Bremen.
Bremen, oh yeah. Is that, that's a port city, isn't
that's
it?
That's a port city, yes, yeah. Just like San Francisco.
Uh-huh. What, can you tell us what your father and mother did in Bremen? What did your father do?
Well, my father was working in a gas factory.
Uh-huh. What did he do in the factory? Do you remember?
He was wounded in the First World War, and he got a government job in the gas factory.
Uh-huh.
Of course, everything was run by the government.
I see. Yeah. Was your mother a housewife, or did she also have a job?
No, she had a housewife.
She took care of the children.
It was a big job.
It sure was. Okay, when did you come to the United States?
1930.
1930. And how old were you then?
19.
What did you, why did your parents choose to come to the United States? Why did your parents why didn't they go to Canada or somewhere, Australia?
It was a depression in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And I applied for it to come to the United States. That was the best country to come to.
Your parents didn't come. You came alone.
I came alone. My sister was here and my brother was here.
I see. And before you came here, what did you do in Germany?
I learned machinist.
You were a machinist, uh-huh. What kind of a company did you work for? Was it a steel company or?
It was a boat building.
A boat building company.
Yes.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, well, Bill, let's stop just a second. Bill, I'd like to ask you some questions about your work experience during your life. Could you tell me chronologically what you did after you were a machinist in your country, and then chronologically what you did in the United States in your work experience?
Well, over there I learned, and I was working after I got through learning, and the government made a law that everybody wasn't married would lose the job. So I lost my job.
Because you weren't married, right?
Because I was married.
Because you were married.
I wasn't.
Wasn't, excuse me.
Married. So, that's
so you lost
I
your
heard.
Job because of that.
So I lost my job because of that.
What year was that?
That was 1928, something like that.
Okay, go ahead.
And my mother passed away, and my sister came over and visited Germany again. She was over here, and we filled out the papers to come over here for me.
Uh-huh. I see.
So I waited 2 years for the papers, and I didn't figure I would come over here anymore.
Yeah.
Then all at once I got the papers, and I just left 8 days later.
Okay. Okay. Would you continue and tell us about what your first job was in the United States?
Well, my first job was... I didn't get the first job I applied for.
Mm-hmm.
we had different measurements in Germany, and Foreman showed me a micrometer. I could use the micrometer, but I couldn't tell him the measurements, because we had different measurements over here than we had in Germany.
Your commenter, did you say commenter?
Yeah, micrometer.
Oh, micrometer. Okay. Micrometer, huh? Micrometer. Okay, go ahead. So what was your first, you couldn't use that, so you didn't get the first job. What was your first job then that you actually did get?
Then I got to work in Tannery.
Tannery?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What did you do in the tannery?
I was a mechanic.
Okay. Uh-huh. And but was that in San Francisco?
That was in San Francisco, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then what did you do next?
Then it was too wet, too dirty, so I got a job in a sheet metal shop.
Uh-huh. What did you do? Cut the metal, or what did you do in the sheet metal shop?
We did everything, installing, making air conditioners, and stuff like that.
Built things with the
things, yes.
And then what was your next job after that?
My next job was in the Vitola Water Company, heating company. Mm-hmm. You made water heaters and heating systems.
Mm-hmm. Is that also in San Francisco?
At San Francisco,
you made
yes.
Water heaters, uh-huh. Okay. And after that, what did you do?
Then after that, the company went broke.
Okay. So you didn't have a job.
So I didn't have a job, and then my sister was living over here in the valley, so I moved over here.
Uh-huh. And then did you get a job in Marin?
Yes, in the Portland grocery store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where? In what city?
My valley.
Uh-huh.
I was working for Mavadi Market, and after a while I worked for the Purity.
Mm-hmm. And Purity. What was it like working for a grocery store in those days, Bill? What was it like? Did they have the fruit out in front of the building, or?
No.
They had an old-fashioned cash register?
Old-fashioned cash register, but it was more personalized. You knew your customers. These days you don't know anybody anymore. If you go in a grocery store, you don't know your checker. You don't know anybody.
And so you worked for Mill Valley Market, and where was Mill Valley Market located when you worked for it? Where was it located?
Right on Throckmorton here, where the laundromat is now.
Right, uh-huh. On Throckmorton, where the laundromat is now. I know what you mean, yeah. Good. And Purity was over around the corner. Was that over there where they later had Safeway? Where the West...
No, Safeway was right on the corner where they got the saloon now.
Oh, yeah.
Right on Bernard, is it Bernard Street?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where the Safeway.
The Safeway was where O'Leary's is.
Yeah, that's
in the corner,
right.
Where it used to be the old mill.
That's right.
Okay, good. And then after you worked for Mill Valley Market and after you worked for Purity, did you then open up your own store here? Or did that come next, or you know what I mean, in your job experience?
No, I... got a letter from the unemployment. They wanted to see me. Mm-hmm. And the war broke out that time. Mm-hmm. And I had a job and I didn't know what they wanted, so I went down there and they said, well, we got two choices for you. You can go in the army or you can go in the shipyard. Marin shipyard.
Uh-huh, Marin ship, yeah. So?
So finally he said, well, he says, no, we don't want you in the army, we want you in the shipyard.
Okay. You were a machinist, probably.
I was a machinist. That's why.
Yeah. So your next job, this was World War II, right?
That's right.
You were in the shipyard at Marine Ship.
That's right.
Yeah, I see. And were you there for the whole length until the war was over?
I was there from the first ship they built to the last ship.
That's interesting. Very interesting. And you worked as a machinist on the ships?
Building
the ships.
First, when I got there, I guess I was the first one on the base to get hired,
uh-huh.
I think.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, because nobody knew what was going on.
Yeah.
They didn't have any blueprints, no nothing.
Yeah, oh really? No blueprints. Okay. Well, and then did you commute back and forth by bus, or by a train, or by your car, or
By the train.
By train. You went to work from Mill Valley to Marine Ship, Sausalito, by train.
By train, yes.
Okay. Well, then, after the war was over, then what did you do as a job?
Then I got into the store over
here. This store here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Then you started your own store, which was called what? What was the name? Old Mill Market, yeah. Okay, good. What was it like running a store initially when you first started? What was it like? How was it?
Well, it was more personalized.
Uh-huh.
And people called up and said, well, my husband comes in tonight, give him the bread or the milk or whatever it was, and they picked it up, and it was charged.
Oh, they charged it?
They charged it.
Yeah. I want to make that clear, as I understand it, that the wives would sometimes call the store in the morning and say, my husband will be coming by tonight when he comes home from work, and please get this ready for him so we can bring this food home. And sometimes oftentimes the people that did this charged the food. Is that correct, Bill?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Good, that's very interesting. Certainly different times than...
Different kinds of...
Yeah. How, did they call it a mom and pop store? That's what some people do in San Francisco. They call it a small store, neighborhood store,
more or less.
Uh huh. And what were your hours when you worked in the store?
I worked from 8 to 7 o'clock at night time.
8 in the morning to 7 at night. God, and. How did your wife, Minna, your late wife, Minna, with 7 children, find time to help run the store?
She really didn't help the store because she had arthritis.
Oh, she had arthritis.
And she couldn't handle the cash against out.
So she didn't help very much.
She didn't help very much in the store.
Did she ever?
She had enough to work at home.
With the children. Yeah. Did she ever make, I don't know if this is possible, but did she ever make sandwiches for the old mill school kids? That sometimes they would buy sandwiches?
I made all
the You made the sandwiches. Okay. Uh-huh. And where did you live then when you had the store down here? Did you live?
I'm in Old Mill Street, 8 Old Mill Street.
The same house?
Yeah, same house.
Ah, I see. I thought when you had the store that you lived upstairs.
No.
Ah.
No,
okay.
I lived over there.
I see. And the whole family lived there?
The whole family lived there.
Uh-huh. Was that called the, originally called the parish house, for the little parish house for the church?
No, they tore that down. That was on the church's property.
Oh, there was a parish house.
There was.
But it was torn down.
That was torn down, and they built a new church over here.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right. What was the store before you moved in? What, I think it was another kind of a store, you told me.
Well, I understand a long time ago it used to be a bakery.
A bakery, uh-huh.
That's what I understand.
Yeah, okay. And
people came over here on weekends or on vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
On state here.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the baker just baked on weekends or something like that. I'm not sure. Just
yeah.
for the people that came over here, I guess.
Yeah, and they'd stop when they're going hiking, maybe, and buy bakery goods.
I guess so.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of the what the bakery was called?
I don't know.
No. Okay, that's okay. And how many?
Mrs. Borgward.
Borgward.
She gave me those information that I got from her.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. I should talk to her sometime. I know her.
She had a. She lived in San Francisco. And they had a summer home over here, and when the earthquake hit, the house burned or broke down or something. They moved over here and stayed here.
The Borgwards.
Yeah.
Isn't she the sister of Henry Faustine, Mrs. Borgward?
That I don't know.
I think she is.
That I'm not sure.
Okay, it's not important for this interview anyway. But approximately how many years did you and your wife run this store about?
Oh, I would say by 10, 15 years, something
10,
like that. I'm not quite sure exactly.
And I understand that you closed the store sometime in the 60s. Do you remember approximately what year that you stopped the grocery store?
Oh, right. 20 years ago, I would say.
20 years ago, that would be around 69. This is 89.
Yeah,
about
like
20
that.
Years ago. Okay. And can you tell me, why did you close the market? What
well,
was the reason?
It's just like anything else. It's the small farms, small stores, they get beat out by the big companies.
Yeah. I understand.
And the wholesalers worked the same way. They didn't want the small stores anymore. I could order 10 cases first and I get it. Then they came with 50 cases, one crack, 100 cases, 300 cases and one crack, and I couldn't afford it anymore. It's too much.
So you decided to close it. Before we leave the store, do I understand that did the children from the school patronize your store from time to time, or often the little kids from
what's that?
Did the children, the school children from Old Mill, come in and buy candies and stuff?
They bought a candy, or they bought something to drink,
mm-hmm.
or bought a sandwich.
Candy and something to drink, or sandwich. Can you remember, Bill, names of any candies like Tootsie Roll or something like that that they used to have, that the kids used to buy, or that they especially like? Can you remember anything like that?
Yes, Milky Way.
Milky Way.
M&M's.
M&M's.
All the Pucky Hershey bars.
What
Nestle's
about
candy bars?
What kind? Nestles. Yeah, I guess a lot of the names are the same, similar.
What about the same?
Yeah. What about the drinks? Did they in those days? Did they buy Coke or in bottles or cans? And you know what I mean.
Most of the time, we had bottles.
Uh huh. And can you remember?
Return bottles.
Uh huh. Return. Can you remember how much the return was? How much? Penny or two pennies or a nickel or? Can you remember?
I think it was a nickel.
Uh huh. A nickel. Yeah. And can you remember some of the names of the drinks that the kids liked? Was it, for example, Coke or Pepsi or what?
Well,
I don't know. It might have been a different name. Orange.
Pepsi, Coca Cola, Royal Crown Cola, something like this, something like that. 7-Up.
And 7-Up. Okay. So then, is it correct that after you closed the grocery store that you then opened up a fix-it shop?
That's
your,
right.
Your own fix-it shop?
Yeah.
And is that called Bill's, or what's the name?
Bill's Fix-It.
Bill's Fix-It Shop, yeah. And you still, you're still running the shop, aren't you?
Yes, so far.
Do your children, your boys or your daughter, you have six boys and one daughter? Six sons and one daughter, is it? Is
no, I got 1, 2, 3 daughters and 4 sons.
Oh, excuse me, 3 daughters and 4 sons. Do your children, or did they, or do they, ever help you in the shop and some of the jobs?
Well, when you get older, you have to depend more on somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't drive the car anymore. I don't feel safe to drive, so I don't drive anymore.
Yeah.
So I have to depend on somebody else to get my material.
To get material.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Literally help me in the shop here.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have any facility for doing welding in this shop?
Yes.
A little welding? Okay. Good. And what else do? Well, tell me. Give me a couple other things. Tell me a couple other things that you do besides. I know you repair lamps. Do you repair anything everything electronic or
electrical things, lawnmowers, all the different things.
Uh-huh.
I remember one time a guy brought me an old slot machine in. To be fixed. I never know when I get it.
Uh-huh. Were you able to fix the slot machine?
Oh, yes.
Good. How much do you charge for fixing a lawnmower?
It all depends. Mm-hmm. People come in and they bring in a lawnmower, it doesn't run. They bring in a vacuum cleaner, it doesn't run.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't tell people how much.
Yeah.
Because if the motor is burned out, it costs quite a bit more than just the switch or the wire.
Yeah. I understand.
So you just have to take it apart and see where the trouble is.
Okay.
So I take in the part, and if I figure it costs too much money to fix it, I call the people first.
You, why don't I hold that for you? You want to light your cigarette there? Go ahead, light.
That's all
light
right.
Your, okay, all right.
That's all right.
Okay. Do any of your, well, I'm going to get into the gardening part too. But before I leave that, are any of your children in the grocery business or in the fix-it shop business themselves, for themselves today? You understand the question? Are any of your children today working, one, either in grocery, or two, in a their own fix-it shop?
Well, my one boy is an automobile mechanic.
Automobile mechanic?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's his name? Dennis?
Howard.
Howard.
Uh-huh. Robert.
Robert. Uh-huh. Automobile mechanic. Uh-huh. And tell me the names of your children. I don't know their names.
There's
Robert.
There's Dennis.
Dennis, I know him.
And
Dennis. What does Dennis do?
He works for himself.
Uh huh. Okay.
Self-employed.
And who else?
And Joan.
Joan, J O A N.
That's right.
Uh huh.
That's Joan Bengtson.
Mhm. And.
And Curlin.
Say that again.
Curlin.
Curlin. How do you spell that?
G-O-R-L-Y-N.
Gorlin. Uh-huh. Okay, that's 4. And who else?
And Bobby.
Bobby. Is that a boy?
Huh? Boy? No, that's a girl.
Girl. Okay. And?
And Henry.
Henry. And one
more. And Bill.
And Bill. One name, Bill Jr.?
Yeah.
No, Bill Jr. Yeah. Okay. And how many grandchildren do you have, Bill? About
Don't ask me. I have to count them.
Okay. No, that's all right. You have a lot, huh?
I got a lot, yeah.
I got a lot. Okay, good. Okay, let me ask you something else. This is very important for the history room. What was Mill Valley like when you first came here from Germany? Can you remember, were there any dirt roads or anything that you remember that's now changed, but what was it like when you first got here, Mill Valley?
Well, it was much smaller. And it was mostly all old buildings. And not so many people there. You knew your neighbors. You knew more people. Mm-hmm. Now you don't know your neighbors anymore. Mm-hmm. If there was something wrong, you could call your neighbors and they would come and help you or call somebody. But these days you don't know whom to call, except you call the police.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, good. Do you have any old pictures of Mill Valley or any old things from Mill Valley?
Oh, yes.
Maybe if you do, we could, if you don't mind, I could look at a picture after we finish this. You have some old pictures, early pictures of Mill Valley.
I got some pictures, yes. Okay. But I have to look for them. I couldn't get them right now.
I don't bother you with that. I don't bother you. Do you have anything, any objects that you know that are from old Mill Valley? Like an old street sign or something like that?
No, I don't have it, but that's a trail map on the wall here, but it's covered up from shingles. One of these days, when this building gets torn down, you probably find it.
This is very interesting. There's a trail map on the outside wall.
On the outside wall.
On Old Mill.
That's right.
On a trail map on the outside wall of this building on Old Mill Street, which someday, could be opened up and used as a relic, as an old memento or whatever.
Well, you could see it.
Yeah, you could see it, yeah.
You know.
It's covered by shingles. And is it a painted?
It's painted.
It's painted, uh-huh. And could you tell me what it... I can guess, but you tell me, what did they use it for? Was it the hikers, you know?
Well, for hiking trails.
It was for the hiking trails. It's very interesting.
People came over on a train, and they stopped here.
For the bakery, maybe?
I don't know, for the bakery or something, and they didn't know where the trail was, and they looked at the map, and then they took off.
Yeah. Good. That's very interesting. I'm glad you mentioned that. Would you also tell me approximately the size of, how many feet by how many feet the trail map is?
Oh.
Was. Can you remember approximately?
I would say 8 by 8, something like that.
8 foot by 8 foot. That's very interesting. Yeah. When did you shingle this? What, do you remember what year?
Approximately?
Was it in the 40s or 50s?
Well, the 50s, I believe. Quite sure.
And it was on the front corner of the building.
That's right.
Portion right here.
That's right.
Toward Old Mill Park.
That's right.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you told me about that. Okay, just a couple more. I also want to find out about your... Oh, are you an Episcopalian? You're close to the Episcopal Church here. I'm just curious, are you Episcopalian, or was your wife Episcopalian?
No, I'm not a very religious man. I believe in righteousness.
Yeah.
But the churches these days are I don't know what it is. Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, not the individual church, but you can take Ireland, the Protestant fight the Catholics, Jews fight this, the other religion fight something else. It's nothing but fighting over religion.
Okay.
And I don't believe in it.
Okay, all right. I just wonder, I ask you because you're so close to the church, I thought maybe that house, I thought that little house once belonged to the church. It doesn't.
No, it never did.
To you.
It never did.
Okay, all right. Where did you go to school when you first came to Mill? You went to school in Germany.
I went to school in Germany,
yeah,
yes.
Right. Germany. Okay. And now I want to ask you about gardening. Do you have a garden?
Yeah, well, yes.
what do you raise, for example?
Oh, I raise flowers.
Flowers.
Peas.
Peas.
Vegetables. Uh-huh. Lettuce.
Lettuce.
Corn.
Corn. Okay. Did you learn to garden in Germany?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. From your parents? With
my parents.
Uh-huh.
They had a garden, and I had a little corner for myself where I plant my own garden.
You had a corner for yourself. That's wonderful. Okay. Did you use what you call a poke-the-hole method to prepare a hole to plant corn in Germany?
Didn't have any corn in Germany because I had to learn that over here.
Okay, no corn in Germany. Okay, so you learned how to do that, poke the hole.
Did that with peas or something like that.
Peas and
beans.
Beans. Peas, beans, and corn. Huh? Okay. And how was the corn crop last year, Bill?
Well, last year it wasn't too good.
Not too good. It was a drought year.
But no matter what it is, Mother Nature got the last word.
Okay. Mother Nature gets the last word.
Corn likes it warm. Lettuce don't like it warm.
Uh-huh.
Peas don't like it too warm.
Yeah. But corn does, right?
Corn like it warm.
Do you think this year will be good for corn because of the late rains? In March we've had late rains.
Over here you never can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like this year we had a few days hot weather. We never had it before that hot.
Yeah.
Then it cooled off again.
Yeah.
So even the weatherman can't predict the weather anymore.
Have you planted corn yet this
Not
year?
Not yet, no.
Not yet, uh-huh. Do you use a method of planting by the light of the moon?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, thank you. Do you have any philosophy on gardening?
Yes. If something bothers you, you get upset, I get in my yard and dig a little bit or put some seeds in or pull some weeds, I forget all my troubles or whatever upsets me.
Wonderful. Can you transfer that to... let me ask you about orchids. To understand that one of your specialties in the garden is orchids, right?
Well,
or
I like to explain how it goes, what is the best climate, what is the best soil, or whatever the plants need.
Mm-hmm. How did you happen to start... raising orchids, Bill? How did you start doing that?
Well, my neighbors had some orchids and they moved and they gave me some plans and I started with those. And I got more, mm-hmm. I exchanged some with other people, and I got more and more.
Thanks. Just a minute, please. Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you, I understand that you have a well.
Yes.
And when did you put in the well?
Well, when we had the last drought.
That was around the late part of the 70s, I think, 78, 79, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, 2 years it was, yeah. Drought. And at that time, you looked into getting a well drilled. Did you have it drilled?
That's right.
Uh-huh. How deep is your well?
Well, it's 20 feet deep.
20 feet deep. Is it a good provider of water? Is it, you know...
I like to have more, but...
It's not enough for your...
It slows down in the summertime. If we get a late rain, I got enough water.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't get any late rain, then I have to slow it down.
Okay. Are there many people around you here that also have a well? Because you're the only person I know in the world that has a well.
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, besides gardening, do you have any other activities that you like to do, such as watching sports or reading or smoking?
No, I don't watch sports too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, it's not a sport anymore, it's a business.
Mm-hmm. I get you. I understand.
Most of it. I like to see the kids go into a sport.
Uh-huh. Good. What about, you enjoy smoking?
Yes.
That's not a sport, but it's an activity.
It's a habit I got, and that's the only bad habit I guess I have, I hope.
Okay. Is there anything else that you can remember about Old Mill Valley or changes in Mill Valley that you'd like to put on the tape there? Can you think of any other? Because I have these questions, but you may have other things you'd like to say that,
well,
aside from this.
There's a lot of things you learn to your experience, you learn to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time a boy came in here and he says, I got a birthday and I'm going to treat my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a big dollar.
Uh-huh.
So I thought it was real.
Uh-huh.
And he bought some candy or something, I've forgotten what it was. But when it came to paying, he had a $10 bill. Then I thought there was something wrong.
Uh-huh.
So I gave him a change for a dollar. He didn't know what was a dollar and $10 bill.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So I didn't want to scare him, so I gave him the change for a dollar, and he left. And I called his mother, and she said, wait a minute, let me check my pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
And she came back, and she said, stinker. He took a $10 bill.
Mm.
So I told her, I said, well, you come in the shop and I give you the rest of the money, the $9.
Interesting.
So the kids all try to put something over on you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes intentionally, sometimes not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you, how do you feel about the world today? Do you have any, would you care to make any comment on the world situation? Just can sort of compare, maybe comparing it when you were a younger person.
The world situation is getting worse and worse. I remember my father, he was in the First World War and he got wounded. And he came back and he said, we can't have another war. Look at all these gases we got now. He says, they can kill the whole world with the gases they got now. And you look at it now, you've got 10 times powerful chemicals than what we used to have. And that has to stop.
Do you remember, Bill, when you first came here, they used to have this is a four-way stop on this corner here, Old Mill and Throckmorton. Did they used to have a four stop signs on this when you first came here?
They never had a stop sign here.
They never had a stop sign when you first came, huh?
When I first came, no. They had a garage over here by the school, and the people were complaining that the kids were playing in the little outside in the rain, and they want to build a shelter. For the kids, so they built a shelter. But when the first rain came, the kids didn't stay in the shelter, they played in the gutter.
They played outside? On the
played outside in the gutter.
In the gutter?
And set up in the shelter.
Another question. Do you remember about Old Mill School and the area there? Do you remember a spring, I think it's called a spring or a sulfur spring that came out of the ground in the play yard, which now is the play yard.
That's right.
Can you remember, could you just tell us a little bit about that? Was it, where did the water go? And it's, you know, was it a sulfur spring or
That's what I understand. It was a sulfur spring. I'm not sure about that.
I've heard about that. But that was here when you first came, right?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about it. And, did it bubble up or?
Well, in the summertime when the groundwater went down, you couldn't see it.
Okay.
But in the wintertime when it started to rain, the ground couldn't take all the water and it came up.
I see. And then where did it drain off? Down it, just straight across to the street?
And it ran right underneath the ground. That's where I got my well.
Oh, really? You think so?
That's where I get my water from the well.
That's interesting. Yeah. And they, after a while, after some years when you lived here, they capped it. They covered it up.
Well, they put asphalt over it.
They put asphalt over it, yeah.
And they put drains in there. And now it runs out on the sidewalk to the drains. It comes too high.
Do you remember any characters from Old Mill Valley that years ago? Do you remember the used to be a? I wasn't here, but I've heard about a guy that had a cigar shop down on at the Old Mill Depot, the depot where the trains came in. Or do you remember anybody was kind of a character in those days from Mill Valley?
Yes, I remember. What they call them now? Taillight.
Oh, Taillight Andy?
Taillight Andy.
You remember him? I've heard about him.
Oh, yes.
Tell me about him. Why do they call him Taillight Andy?
Well, that time, everybody was home at night times, and we didn't have that many cars. and he saw a car come in at night and with a light on. He knew practically it wasn't anybody from the body, it was somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And he checked those guys out.
Yeah.
They called him Taillight Andy.
Yeah. And his first name was Andy, I guess, huh?
I guess so. That's what we called him.
Good. Do you remember... Good, that's good. Do you remember anybody else that... do you remember there used to be a lady, when I first moved here in the 50s, used to be a woman that she used to come over from the city on a bus, and she went up in the mountain and she'd collect flowers, and she'd come down, she'd have her arms full of flowers and flowers in her hair, and she'd be smiling. I can't remember her name. But
yes, I remember a lot of people, but I can't think of it too quick. My mind doesn't work
okay.
That quick anymore.
All right. Okay.
So...
How old did you say you are? 74?
79.
79. Yeah. Go ahead, Bill. Excuse me.
And it was always together living. The police knew what was going on. People talked to the police more. They were more friendly. These days you see the police car driving by, and if something wrong, then you call the police.
Yeah.
Or to stop the police.
Yeah. I understand.
And that's quite a bit different these days.
You know what I think is, one of the things that's so wonderful about you is that you're 79 and you can live at home and you're on your own. You don't have to be in a old people's home or a rest home, you know. How do you feel about that? Do you feel good about...
Well, I think every old people like to live in their own home. I remember my mother, she was in the hospital and she was dying, but she wanted to come home and die in her own place. But there's too many old people living on that little pension they make, and the inflation eats everything up, and they can't afford anything anymore. Because when I was working in a shipyard, I had a good job, responsible job, and I was making $1.50 an hour.
$1.50.
Who works for $1.50 an hour anymore? I was lucky to buy this property and pay the taxes, but if something comes up, street taxes for this or that, old people can't afford it, and they wrote it down because they can't afford it.
I understand.
And they don't like to get thrown out of their own home.
Mm-hmm. And also, I would guess that you enjoy living here in your own home because you also have your own garden.
I got my own garden. I keep busy, and if I can repair something, I'm proud of it. I work in my yard, and it comes out good, I'm proud of it. If it doesn't come out, I said, well, not much lost.
Bill, I have no more questions. Is there anything else you'd like to say that go in the history room of Mill Valley Library? Anything relating to...
Not what I can't think of it offhand.
Okay. I want to thank you very much for giving us your time, and I really thank you. Bless you.
I appreciate it, and I hope somebody gets a lesson out of it.